It is 12 minutes past 7 on ABC Pilbara. Now, the company vying to create Australia's first green port in our pristine Exmouth Gulf has released its artist impressions. Gascoyne Gateway is seeking to build a single jetty deep water port capable of servicing Navy vessels, cruise ships and private yachts. ABC's Laura Birch spoke to Managing Director Michael Edwards, who says the port will not only protect the local marine environment, but enhance it.
The artist impression, the rendition there, is just based on some of the conceptual work we've been doing, all based on user requirement, obviously the area in question, and more importantly, suited to the multi-user concept that we're bringing to the table.
And where exactly is the Gascoyne Gateway going to be located in Exmouth?
Approximately 10 kilometres south of Exmouth Township. And this is congruous to the light industrial area that currently exists there. And it's also across the road from the Shire's landfill. So the area is already pre-positioned for industrial work, but certainly avails itself to this sort of concept in that it brings all those pieces together to support local industry, local activity within Exmouth itself.
For anyone listening who doesn't know what the Gascoyne Gateway is, are you able to describe what it will be?
Basically a single jetty, deep water facility that's going to provide some reliability all year for a variety of users from small to medium tourism vessels that currently visit already, however they have to anchor, through to the Royal Australian Navy, Border Force, existing Gulf traffic that's already using the Gulf for various activities, and all that put together is to provide those opportunities for economic diversification for both Exmouth and the region.
Now, in the last year, we've seen, I guess, life change quite a bit with COVID-19. Has that affected your plans at all? Are you worried that there'll be less ships visiting Exmouth?
What it has shown, having seen COVID over the last year, is that the impact of economies that are centred around tourism alone will and can suffer enormously. Things like this happen. In the Exmouth experience, there were some really significant sways, pressure issues earlier this year as interstate travel blocked for a while, and then when it opened, of course, they're practically overrun. But like most things, diversification of economy is very important.
How would the Gascoyne Gateway help to diversify the Exmouth economy?
Just by being there, it provides another opportunity for revenue streams. It provides the ability to bring in a variety. For example, we've got about 12 different streams or user groups that are likely to use it over time. So what that does is it provides 70 full-time jobs at least at our facility, and another 130 have been estimated in Exmouth themselves that are directly attributable to that facility, plus I think around 200 jobs further in the Gascoyne region. Now, when you put together a marine facility like this, you're building for 100 years. That's how long these things are invested for. So we talk about multi-generational jobs, futures for the kids of the region, future for the Indigenous traditional owners that live in the Gascoyne.
There has been some opposition to the Gascoyne Gateway. Paul Gamblin at Protecting Galoo has said a port will not suit Exmouth Gulf. What's your reaction to his comments last year?
We've robustly engaged with Protecting Galoo, as we do all our stakeholders, including all those environmental groups. That's important. I think we have a great case here where our endeavour is to produce the greenest port on the earth. I know that sounds very out there, but it's actually what we're trying to achieve. And backed by science and all the studies that we've done already showing that, the minor footprint that we'll have in the Gulf, approximately a third the size of the current marina, for example, is how much space we're using for this jetty. For what that brings to the town, circa $20 million in revenue a year and all those jobs, it far outweighs any minor environmental impact during the construction. But we're leading this with a regenerative approach. And that means that we're leaving it better than we found it. For example, just the mere fact that by being there will prevent an enormous amount of anchoring of vessels in the Gulf. You can imagine the sort of damages that anchoring would do to the sand and coral within the Gulf. Where we're putting our facility is basically a sand area where there's no massive corals or anything like that. So well-positioned prospect there. I think one of the greatest things that we'll be contributing to is, you know, reducing freight impost and things like that, and that in itself reducing masses of carbon into the environment, which ultimately is the number one killer of reefs when we think about the acidification of the water column, the increase in temperature of the water, and what that's doing to reefs around the world. So just by merely us being there is absolutely having a massive impact on the amount of carbon that's being produced, and ultimately that's how we'll be contributing to saving Ningaloo Reef.
Are you confident about the EPA assessment? Will that affect you and your business at all?
We're actually celebrating the fact that there was a cumulative assessment put forward by the Environment Minister last August. For us, that gave us a great opportunity to actually let all our stakeholders know, community being one of them, of course, engage with the community more and let them understand where we fit and what we're proposing to put there. At the end of the day, the environmental decisions are based around fact, and the fact and the science to back all our proposal will be there and some. It's great to know that the EPA work on that system, and at the end of the day, we're confident that we'll get over the line.
Gascoyne Gateway Managing Director Michael Edwards speaking there to Laura Birch. What do you think about the proposal? Let me know. 1300 510 222 is the number you can call, or you can text in on 0448 922 604. Coming up, I'll have today's